It's ye odium of that review, isn't it?
I love this bit, man. It's so...
I've got so it. Sick. I've actually got it on my phone.
I'm walking around listening to it
all the time.
You guys like the Emmerdale Review breakbeat version?
Yeah. It's so sick.
Brilliant.
Well, that's my finest hour, guys. I can retire.
I get that. Right. You weren't here last week, mate, so I'll just very quickly tell you up. Colin the Con Man, new character turned up. Bit of a horrible person. Knows someone that's already on the show from when he was in prison with them. Remember we talked about that last week?
Yeah. He's like a bad egg.
He's same. Once a con man, always a con man. Do you know what I mean? But anyway, he was outside the Woolpack, which is the pub in Emmerdale, and you could hear him. He was on the phone, and you could hear him saying something like, oh, no, it's all dodgy stuff, like, you can't come here, I don't want her to know, and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. As Frank, you know, his ex-cellmate, walked past. So he's listening, he's thinking, oh, this is well dodgy, I'm going to have a word with him about this. You give him the old fingers to the eyes and point it at him, you know that?
Yeah.
It's not very good radio, but...
He did the old finger to the eye.
Finger to the eye and point at you. I'm watching you. And he goes, no, listen, Frank, I love Layla, I just, you know, I'm sorting her out, something, and all this sort of lark. So he went, no, I don't believe you. That's bubbling under thing. Now, do you remember... when we had all the stuff was going on at the masked...
How could I forget?
Masquerade. Well, some of the after effects of Royals was Debbie Dingle, is one of the Dingles, obviously, got arrested because she was the one that got the acid attack. She wanted her ex, Joe, threatened a bit, maybe slapped about a little bit, got this real terror way to do it. And he thought, okay, I'm going to really muck him up. I'm going to throw acid in his face, but he did it to the wrong person.
Jesus.
Some other bloke borrowed his car to take it down to the garage to get fixed. Anyway, this bloke got it done. She's finally, it's all come out, but she's actually got bail now.
I know I said this last week, but fuck, Emmerdale's pretty heavy shit, man. Like, it's
You have no idea.
No, I do. I clearly don't.
I've got to be honest with you. There's a couple of storylines on there that I will not talk about on here, because you've got to watch it, and you've got to watch it with someone... either with you or like I have. I've got like Renee who does Gang of Four,
right.
on a Friday. We like our Emmerdale buddies, and when it gets like really like, whoa, what's going on here, we all text each other. So we got that, you know, we've got that, what do you call it?
Support network.
Support
like
system.
A buddy system. Yeah.
Which is really, really good.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to watch shows that require me
don't
to have
watch
a buddy
it, mate.
System.
Don't watch it.
Okay.
No,
well, that's why I've got Rob.
I think you should do is give it a try. It's on for, like, if you can't watch it live, watch it on. Get it on Freeview. It's okay. Fantastic.
It's just so full
so
on.
So what happened this week?
Oh, well, those stories I won't tell you because they aren't the best. But there's always humour in it as well. Which,
okay.
I like it, and that I think this Colin the Con Man, I think he's going to be. A bit of a funny bit.
We were speculating last week that maybe he's just trying to do right, and maybe, you know.
I think he really is in love with her.
Yeah, you know? Think he's because yeah, maybe he's like.
Who's named him the con man?
I did.
Okay.
Oh well, no, he was his.
Is it coming up in the credits, Colin the Con Man?
No, I just. Okay. Well, it's really quite funny because I kept saying to you, didn't I, last week that it's not real. It's not real when people aren't in it, it's because they're on holiday or they're having a baby or something like that. And then I said to him, I really hate that Colin, he's like a con man. And he said, but it's not real. And I got caught up in my own web of deceit.
I
it's just all of a sudden I thought, oh shit,
Rob.
You know what, you're spot on there.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
could
Rob,
be a
I
nice
didn't mean
guy.
To
be a nice guy.
Didn't mean to zing.
Weirdly, do you remember Mr. Chris Warner? Dr. Chris
yes.
Warner?
Yes.
I once worked in a cafe and he came in and ordered Eggs Benedict and a large mochaccino.
Cool.
And I just saw a whole new side to him. Oh, you know? Wow. It was like, all right, you are Dr. Chris Warner.
He was ordering it in character. He was going method.
I don't think you can not be in character if you're Dr. Warner.
Yeah.
Did you think because they play that, they're sort of acting, but they're not acting, aren't they, really? When their personality's got to take over a little bit.
Their own personality. That is the most Chris Warner order you could ever get,
right?
Did he get the salmon or the bacon? What do you get with the Benedict?
He would have gone salmon.
I can't remember.
I think because
it's a large mochaccino that rings out of my memory.
Now, after this, hopefully, I'd like to. I've requested a track by The Beats, just like to bit of a tribute to Ranking Roger, who sadly passed away a few days ago.
Yeah, we got a tune here,
and it's called It's quite apt.
A Rob Bollock special.
Yeah.
Let's play the outro, Emmerdale.
Yeah.
Emmerdale.
That's so...